morning. Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Monday, August the 7th, 2023. It is 6:40 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. I literally just did a full hour channeling with my ancestors on loyalty. This has been going on all weekend. They reminded me of all kinds of stuff. I got really deep, really personal, saved it for my other podcast where I can get deep, I can get personal, and I can use no filter. And I'm back on here just kind of summarizing everything. So this weekend was this new wonderful energy of checking yourself, fixing yourself, and learning how to be loyal to yourself more than what you are to other individuals and other people's agendas, right? Loyalty. I got reminded of all kinds of stuff, and my family members were highlighting keywords and statements and reactions and behaviors of individuals that have unfolded in my life, probably throughout the entire course of my life, that reflected a constant reminder. And the overall theme was loyalty. The overall energy was that board game from 1990 called Splat. My grandfather bought that for me the first Christmas. My mother brought us to Squirrel Road Island to see him. He had given me a board game, and it was the board game Splat. And he kind of gave me that weirdo eye. And he said, when you're an adult, you'll understand why I gave you this game. The last several years have been nonstop reminders as to why he gave me that game. And it was so fitting, and it was so deserving, and I'm so grateful. You know, you guys have to be careful about who you're being loyal to. You're going to be faced with a lot of circumstances and situations that are going to trigger you and challenge you to reflect and remember certain events that happened in the past. So that way you have an opportunity to redirect your level of loyalty, redirect your agendas, your motives, and the past that you're flowing in. Be careful who you're loyal to is what I'm saying to you. Loyalty can get you in a lot of trouble. But loyalty could also lead you down paths that will be extremely beneficial, right? Like, you have to remember, you don't have to remember, but I've talked about it. I took care of a father figure who was never a father figure to me. Completely absent, denied ever being my father, wanted me dead in the womb, actually tried to murder me before I was even born. And my mother has even confirmed situations like that where she should have lost me, right? I don't condemn my father for these things because my father was a different person. My father got sick. My sister had an argument with my grandfather where he wouldn't let her see him. I'm the only one with his name on the birth certificate. Long story short, I step up, stand my ground, and show loyalty to the wrong people. My grandfather reminded me then about the game he gave me when I was a kid and told me to make sure I remember that when I'm dealing with my sister. And the last like 2-3 years has been a constant reminder of what he had said to me. So loyalty. Be careful who you're loyal to. Be careful who you're demonstrating loyalty to. Be careful what people are saying to you to get you to be more loyal to them, and ask yourself, why is it so important to them for me to see this person the way that they're trying to paint them? If you did not experience it, see it yourself. And I mean, actually be in the now and see the whole perspective and the whole situation. If you did not go and question and find out facts for yourself, be careful with that loyalty and the way that you use your authority to demonstrate just how loyal you can be. Because again, sometimes that loyalty can get you in a lot of fucking trouble and you won't be able to get out of it, right? So this weekend, actually last night, was the ending of my channeling on the loyalty lessons. And I got a lot of visits from my grandmother, Mary B. Silva, my grandmother, Arletha, my grandmother, Anna, my grandfather, my little brother, this woman that temporarily took care of us, or at least me at some point, while I was actually in foster care as a very small child, right? Let's not put all of our family drama out there, but unjustifiable statements were made by minors, which caused all minors to be removed from a loving household.
okay? While being in that household, I learned things. I went to different churches. I was in different households. My sister said that the individual who had come through to me last night was a Baptist, but she kept pushing Protestant vibes at me. And I still feel the Protestant in her. And her number one overall message to me was, I used to talk to you as a child about religion and faith and telling you how important it was for people to have things to stand upon, right? They don't really know who they are as an individual inside, but they know what they believe in. And sometimes that substitutes the other because they're not capable in this lifetime of the level of ascension that you've accomplished and you've achieved. It doesn't mean that you stop being loyal and understanding and caring and compassionate and sensitive to their religious faiths and necessities. Right? And then my little brother comes through and he's like, man, fuck that shit. I was loyal to her because she was the oldest. She fucking drove me nuts up until my passing about money and, oh, I'm here for you. Take your time paying me back. And then all of a sudden it's fuck me and driving me crazy to the point where I'm blocking her on social media and by telephone. Regardless of who forgot that shit. Right? Same thing with my grandfather coming at me. He's like, you remember when I bought that car with her and she didn't put oil and seized the old motor and then caused a fight between me and my son because I was the one to blame even though it wasn't my fault. But I forgave. And the funny thing is that not one of those persons came through talking to me about forgiveness. They were talking to me about perspective changes and how important it is for people to reassess the way that they demonstrate their loyalty and who they're being loyal to. Look at all these Trump people who were mad loyal to Trump. Look at all the fucked up shit he did. Right? You give so much faith and love and respect and loyalty to people who are not loyal to you. Who are not in your presence every waking moment, so you don't see all the dirt they do. But you'd go storm your own nation's capital for that person. Did that person bail you out of jail? Did they pay your court fines? Did they fill your canteen when you were arrested? Did they pay your rent, your mortgage, your utility bills, all that money they have to show you the same loyalty you gave them? I don't hear that in the news. I don't hear about Trump donating massive chunks of money to his followers and supporters who are facing criminal charges and hardships and sacrifices for storming a Capitol because he said so. No. But I mean, you go to a street gang, you go to the cartel, you know, you're loyal to them, you go to jail, they're paying your canteen, and for some cases, they're paying your family's bills until you get out. Loyalty. Be careful who you're loyal to. I'm not saying go join gangs, I'm just saying it's no different. And he showed even less regard for the people who showed so much respect and loyalty to him, right? He couldn't even match the level of loyalty that is demonstrated by the people he spits on. So reflect on who you give your loyalty to. That's the overall energy. That's what all this cosmic vibes are pushing through. It's pushing people to reflect. So if you see weirdo stuff happening, don't get mad. Just reflect on things and, you know, keep it moving, right? People are loyal to certain individuals based on what they can get from them. People are loyal to certain individuals based on the way that they were raised. Even if they know those people are wrong, they will demonstrate loyalty just because they're blind. They're giving blind faith. The woman who took care of me in foster care was dominantly pushing out blind faith. And then she started talking about people being loyal to people who only demonstrate conditional loyalty, which means they, you can Google that. You can see what that means for you. So just watch it. The vibes out here are going to highlight and challenge you to change and reflect on how and in what way you are loyal. Most importantly, reflect on how you demonstrate loyalty to yourself. That's the key here. I could give you an hour podcast episode of all of the most traumatic experiences that have highlighted to me just how unloyal I should be to the people I'm still loyal to. It's just the level of loyalty you give them in the manner, right? I've had family members do the worst of the worst over and over and over again. It's like if they could throw any more mud onto my soul, they would. If they could keep that lotus flower at the bottom of that murky, muddy water, they would. Shit, they'd pour concrete down on that bitch just to make sure that lotus flower never reached the surface. And they've demonstrated that over and over and over again, right? I've had people attack me in my own family for stepping up for my father, right? My own siblings have questioned my level of loyalty to my father. He was never there for you. He denied you as his child. He tried to kill you while your mother was still pregnant, threw her downstairs, all this family drama. And yet, when my father got sick, I was loyal. When my siblings couldn't, for the younger one, in complete refusal from the eldest one, right? Their level of participation wasn't there for the first 7 years of my father's sickness, when my father was at his worst, right? Overnight stays in the hospital, leaving the hospital ER at 2 o'clock in the morning with two children under the ages of 7, struggling, suffering, still showing up for my father by myself, no support, no help, no babysitter. My mother turned her back on me because she couldn't comprehend why I was taking care of a man who didn't even want me, but completely forgot that she allowed an Argentinian man to raise me. And what did he do in my upbringing? He took care of his parents. What did I do before my dad got sick? I took care of her parent, right? I took care of my grandmother with a toddler and being 8 months pregnant until she died. She died right after my son was born. My son was born February 25th. My grandmother died in March, early March. Okay. All I know is how to demonstrate loyalty and take care of people. And that irks people's souls. Because I don't weigh people out the way that other people weigh them out. And I don't make my decisions based on the collective, right? What society will think of me, how people will visualize me and what their perspectives are of me. I don't care what you think of me. I'm free. I actually know who I am inside. That's why I don't try to play me no more. So loyalty is important. You're going to go through things that are going to challenge you to reflect on your life and the people around you and why you're loyal to them. Don't think you're crazy. Don't think that they're crazy. Just actually reflect and move accordingly, right? But remember to be careful about who you're being loyal to. That's the overall point here. Okay? Be careful who you're loyal to. You know? Not to get petty or air personal drama, but my father has a brain injury. He can be manipulated, unfortunately, only sometimes because he still has parts of him. It's touch and go, but he's still here dominantly. Okay? And if you ride him and you weigh on him and you keep it going, like gnawing at someone, you can wear them down a little bit. And at one point, when a family member passed away, my sibling all of a sudden was sibling of the year and guardian of the year. And all of a sudden I was abusing mentally and emotionally my parent, who I stepped up to for, fought for, ensured the best medical treatment was provided for. I'm all of a sudden an aggressor and an abuser because my sibling wants to be the alpha sibling now that there's an inheritance on the table. My sibling fucks up royally And what happened? The organization wanted to criminally charge my sibling, but I stayed loyal and refused to allow them to criminally charge my sibling. I was loyal, probably when I shouldn't have been, right? We're not going to get into family drama, but don't come at me questioning me. Don't come at anyone else questioning anyone else about their loyalty when you yourself don't even have loyalty for yourself. You're not loyal to who you are. Because if you fall for everything and everyone and their agendas, you don't have morals, values, respect, and ethic for yourself. Right? Because for me personally, I know to respect my elders. I would never cross my elders, ever. I know my place. I would never disrespect an aunt, an uncle, or whoever. I'll say what needs to be said, but I will always come back around and be loving and genuine like nothing ever fucking happened. Ask anybody about that shit, and if they say different, they're lying to you. But when my father called me crying on the phone like a child, a grown man sobbing because he was in actual genuine pain hearing that people he has been loyal to robbed him, and he wants me to go get them and make them held accountable, I'm going to be loyal. Now, people outside looking in are going to be like, that's fucked up. How could you do that? That's a fucked up bitch. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm getting personal. I'm getting personal because I know certain individuals listen to this. And you need to be set straight. Loyalty is very, very, very important. And it's serious business. But it's even more important to know who you're being loyal to. And the facts of the dynamic. You know, it's like people walk around and they're all this holy and Christian and I'm so religious and don't shit on my faith. But you only honor and show loyalty to your faith when you're in that building and when it's convenient for you. Because if you lived by your faith, you wouldn't do half the shit you do. You wouldn't be acting half the time that you're acting. And you wouldn't be in the situations that you're in. Because your ass would be at church praying not to commit those same sins that you act like you don't commit every time you walk into that building. Right? Don't forget, raised Catholic, was in foster care, went to various churches, learned various religions at a very young age. Married, what was he? Holy Sabbath. I can't even remember what religion he was jamming down my throat at that point. But I followed his religion. I respected his religion while we were married. And I honored his religion while we were married. Even though I didn't get the same in return, right? I did the whole Protestant shit in foster care, the Catholic the entire time growing up. Don't talk to me about faith, religion. Okay? I married a Christian who would beat my ass, rob my household, had his own agenda, and then was the holiest fucking man every time it was time to go to church. He did no wrong. The people in the church saw him as somebody of so much respect and love and power. His mother, his family, we respect them. Oh my God, what a beautiful family. You have no idea what happens behind the scenes. Right? But you gave so much loyalty to that man because of who you thought he was when he was in the Holy Church. Just like these priests who you now find out are molesting and robbing children of a holy childhood. Be careful who you're faithful to, is what I'm saying. Right? Don't just throw stones and hide hands. You got something to say, say it. Get the clarity directly from the person you're scrutinizing. Make your own decisions based on real facts. What is that? There's always three sides to the story. It's your side, their side, and the actual fucking truth, no matter how many people are involved. Because remember, people are loyal, even if they don't really know why they're being loyal or if their level of loyalty is warranted. So Google the real definition of loyalty. Google the real definition of conditional loyalty. Reflect on your life. Reflect on the people around you. Reflect on the decisions you're making. Reflect on who you're trying to condemn. Whose agenda you're supporting. Check in with your own morals, your own values, your own ethics. And then determine if the level of loyalty being demonstrated is in alignment with you. You should always be loyal to yourself before you're loyal to others. It's not that you're demonstrating conditional loyalty. You are just not playing yourself. You're being loyal and true to yourself. You're honoring yourself. This is your life, right? The work you do is a reflection of you. When I go to work, I work. Right? Some people might feel a little threatened, a little intimidated, a little like, oh, she's pushy, she's overbearing. No, honey, I'm working. My name is on my work. So I care about the end result because that's my name tied to my work, regardless of who else is involved and who's technically responsible and who gets all the shine. I care about my name. Stop throwing mud on my name. Because I'm more loyal to me than I am to other people. And I've been loyal as fuck to the wrong people. Trust me, I know. Trust me. I know a lot more than I let people know I know. Because I'm loyal to karma, to divine essence, and to me, my ancestors. I'm loyal. So when I see shady shit going on, I stay loyal to myself. I check myself. I watch over myself. I'm quick to step up and do my best. But just know, life as a reader and life as a normal individual is not the same. We don't go through the same things. We don't experience the same things. I mean, we do, but we don't. Because there's more to it for the other side, right? Google that board game Splat. Google the understanding of loyalty. Really understand your position in life, the way that you interact with people, the way that you favor them, the way that you defend them unconditionally, the way that you abuse your authority and a power to accommodate other people's agendas. And know everything I've been saying for the last 7 years, right? New era, 5D being dominant, third dimension being gone, tables are turning, mom and pop shops are going to be coming back. Right? Those big organizations are going to slowly start to shift in a different direction. They're going to crumble a little bit, shake a little bit, downsize a little bit. I remember one time I walked into a pawn shop trying to, I don't even know what I was looking at jewelry for my daughter's upcoming birthday to put on layaway so I could get her something. And I remember talking to the girl and we were talking about stuff and I'm like, gold and silver. I'm like, but silver. I'm talking to her about pricing and all this stuff and things that are going to be upcoming. And then I bump into her again and she's like, you know, silver. Right? It's like the other day at work, about a week ago, I was sitting down scheduling a pickup, a direct ship pickup. And while I'm on the phone with the girl talking about the pickup, I'm talking to my ancestors, the highest and most high, right? not everybody has that level of connection. So when they hear things that they're not used to, they instantly get loyal to what they know instead of opening their mindset and being a little bit more conscious with the dots in front of them that they've yet to connect. And while I'm on the phone, I hear the word dragonfly. You know, I'm asked, what will it take to give you contentment? What do you need to see to have 100% faith and clarity? And I said, a dragonfly. And then some minutes go by and I'm asked to look out the window, and I look out the window and there's sure as shit this big window at my desk. And a dragonfly comes from the left, eye level with me, and just goes left to right, left to right, left to right, and then goes back to the left and goes away. I didn't run to every coworker telling every coworker, right? I've already done shit like that, and I've already been condemned for doing stuff like that. But it happened nonetheless, right? I was delivering packages last winter before the snowfall season, and I avoid Freetown State Forest for so many reasons, right? Because energetic purposes. And I got to wrap this up, but I'm over there in the cargo van and I'm done and I'm on my way back in and I can hear things and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm praying over the land because as a higher vibrational individual, as a mystic, you understand what it means to pray over land. You understand what prayer is and how to conduct it correctly so that the right people are hearing you and can make quick change. Alchemy. The power of manifestation and energetic, let's not be naive here, manipulation. So I'm praying over the land. I'm praying for forgiveness. I'm praying for disturbing, undisturbed energies that I had disturbed. And while I'm driving, I can hear these native drums. And I mean, they were loud. And there was like flutes and all this stuff. So I pulled over the van and I rolled down the window and I'm just sitting there listening. Listening. And they were like, you know what? I'm glad that we were disturbed. Right? I got a whole, I'm not going to get into it because it's nobody's business. It's very sacred and personal. But they asked and they delivered, right? I don't care how much snow we get. Just don't let it corrupt our ground. Don't let it soil the streets where I have to be, where my family has to be. May it be safe. May we be mindful in our immediate community of the people who have nowhere to get shelter from. Needless to say, since that happened, what kind of winter did I have? What kind of snowfall did we have? Was there more snowfall on the pavement or more snowfall on the grass? Think about that shit. Sitting there in that cargo van, listening to those native drums and having that channeling and that whole experience personally and privately cannot be discredited. It doesn't matter what you think or other people think. Look at the weather we just had. Look at our last winter. Blame it on global warming. But if you were recording me in that van and you could hear the things that I was saying and you could see what I was doing and how peaceful that shit was, you can't discredit what the fuck happened. Right? You just can't. You know, it's like when the street workers were working on the street, digging up the mains or whatever, and the rain was coming, and you know, you're talking on the phone to somebody, and they're like, oh, I don't want it to rain, and da 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 da. And all of a sudden, you look up, and there's the first drop of rain touching your nose. Like, okay, I'm home, and their work's done. It's okay to flow. You could talk all the shit you want and do whatever you want to discredit it, but the people who were actually there and saw it, you can't lie. Even though you have, you just can't to yourself, right? Seeing and experiencing is knowing and believing regardless of what is told to you. So if you weren't there to see and experience it, it's not going to be the same effect for you, right? Like, I experienced a joke and I thought it was so fucking corny, but so fucking funny and relevant. But because the people who heard the joke weren't there, they didn't hear it the way that I heard it. It didn't really make as much sense to them. It kind of was like, eh, not so much. I don't give a shit. It was funny to me. and the way it was given to me and the way that it was projected at me. I just couldn't deliver it the same, right? Be careful with loyalty. You know, I talked to my sister last night about the loved ones that came through, and her phone side, at the side of her line, went silent. Nothing I said to her or she said could be followed up with, right? Couldn't hear anything. She heard me. She heard about the lessons of loyalty and, you know, Mary B. Silva coming through, and Grandpa and Ricky, and the woman from foster care. But she went dead silent. You know, she went silent before I could let her know about the young woman who stepped through, who's a young woman now, who reminded me that I was loyal to her while she was shit-talking me. Watch whose battles you're fighting. Not everybody's going to fight for you the way you fight for them. So always reflect internally and be loyal to yourself, your morals, your values, your ethics, and the foundation that you stand on. And when you're about to demonstrate loyalty, you ask yourself, is this agenda, is this dynamic in alignment with who I am before I demonstrate loyalty? Am I violating and disrespecting myself by demonstrating loyalty for this agenda? Back to the Capitol, people fought for their country. They respect their country. They love their country. But they were loyal to one individual, which caused them to act in a way that shitted on their country. Caused them real life consequences for being loyal to the wrong person, which violated everything that they went there to stand for. And that person wasn't paying canteen. That person isn't paying all of their bills while they're unemployed. Be careful who you're loyal to. Don't question people unless you know your facts and you've already heard. Right? I'm loyal to me, just like people are loyal to them. And I will defend and stand my ground for agendas that do not violate the things that I feel are in alignment with my morals, my values, my ethics, and the foundation that I stand on. Yeah, I know religion. I sound dumb as fuck sometimes talking about it because I'm talking about the root parts of the religion that you don't reflect on. I'm looking at the dots that nobody wants to connect because they're not capable of comprehending what it means when they see the whole picture. But I still respect it and give her space, right? I say my piece, you're not required to listen to me. And when I see you, I'm still cordial and respectful to you. Because that's a reflection of me, and I'm loyal to myself. Don't come at me with personal agendas, trying to tear down characters and discredit this and discredit that and demonic this. Remember, people are just now starting to talk about 3D, 5D, new era. Calendar doesn't match the months and the days and the seasons anymore. The tables are turning. Mystics and psychics are going to be more common, and normal muggles are going to be less common, right? It's going to be the new norm to have supernatural things happening to you and psychic abilities. Psychic energy is going to be dominant in the fifth dimension because of telepathic communication and the veil being completely gone. Give it more time, more people will start talking about it, and then you'll be loyal to the subject and completely forgot how you slandered, belittled, and attacked individuals who were preaching on this before your mind can comprehend and adjust, right? Because if the whole society isn't, it's like a Starbucks, what was that meme I used to see? The Starbucks starter kit with the UGG boots and the coffee cup and the khaki whatever. Until you see it being the norm and everybody in society's on that train, that's when you'll start to gravitate towards it. And by then, you won't even care or think about how much shit talking and dirt throwing you were doing in the past, right? Think about the First Spiritualist Church, and I won't say which division. I was over there and I went to someone who I used to look up to and I was like, what's next? What's the next level? I can feel it coming on because I was ascending. I was growing. They never used the word ascension in that church. They never used the words growth like that. When I said, what's the next level? What's the next way up? I was shot down, told we don't ascend. We don't go up. We expand. She never even used the word ascend. She just said, we expand. We don't go up. We expand. Ascension isn't expansion. It's going up. But everybody talks about ascension now, including that church. That church who didn't even know what that word was to them when I asked them about it. Don't come at me talking about, you know, narrow-minded and demonic this. Be mindful. Be very humble and be very cautious with the way you push your authority around being genuinely loyal to people's toxic agendas. That's what's going to be happening. 6 months, 7 months, it feels more like 7 months. Continuous situations are going to keep coming up for at least 7 months, pushing you to learn how to be more loyal to yourself and what you are inside than the things you were raised to respect and be loyal to. Because I was raised to respect and be loyal to certain things. And as I ascended and grew, I got to see even more. Now, I'm not shitting on people's love for God. I do believe in God. I believe in the highest of most high. And I'm pretty sure that there's scientific evidence to support that the common knowledge versus factual knowledge doesn't exactly match. I'm okay with that. It's not my life's mission to discredit and disprove. Listen, I'm here to connect dots. And I'm here to stand my ground. And I have no problem getting into any type of debate with anybody who wants to sit there and have a debate. Shit, we can do a podcast episode where you can come at me over the phone, not even in person, so you don't have to worry about me reacting to you. And I'll go toe-to-toe with you with no hesitation. Don't talk shit behind my back. Don't talk shit behind other people's back. Learn loyalty. Learn unconditional loyalty. Be able to reflect on things that are outside of your comfort zone and a little bit wider than your narrow-minded capabilities. And I'm not attacking anyone or belittling anyone. The average individual only sees 1% of what the body can actually see. We only absorb and comprehend 1% of everything that's going on. And when you come into the presence of someone who can actually digest a little bit more than 1%, it's going to threaten you, challenge you, trigger you in ways that you're not going to be able to comprehend. Now, you can be loyal to your comfort zone and attack people who are outside of your comfort zone, or you can learn how to ascend. Don't just talk shit about it. Actually be about it. Don't walk around talking about we're this and we're that and we're this organization that's been around for so many years, so we're right. Because even adults can be wrong. Even children can correct adults. Age has nothing to do with it. So for those of you who feel like because you're older, you have authority and more wisdom and you're more advanced, you could be very well introduced to very beautiful souls with their sole purpose of showing you just how fucking wrong you are. 7 months minimum is going to teach everyone just how wrong they can be, how much room there is for learning and growth and to become humble, to work on losing your ego, to teach you not to lie on good people so you can support toxic agendas, to teach you not to shun beautiful friendships and individuals because you're loyal to fucked up people, or because you don't know the facts, or because you only know one side of the story. 7 months. It's either going to be a beautiful experience, a rocky experience, or one hell of a fucking experience. That's your choice.